At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Homes can be our haven, but now our homes have to fit so much more. Work, even school, and still have plenty of space to get away from it all. The Home Equity Line of Credit from Fort Worth Community is one of the easiest ways to remodel that old kitchen you're tired of looking at, expand that extra room for your growing teens, or add that peaceful home office with a door you've been dreaming of. Now's the time to update, renovate, and make your home fit and feel like home. Ask about a HELOC Home Equity Line of Credit. Find out more at ftwccu.org. That's ftwccu.org.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Single Storm Podcast.
A lot of you folks are frustrated, and how would I know this, that you're frustrated? Well, a lot of you are reaching out to me, and you're sending me emails, and most of you are frustrated over the lack of ability of your lawmakers to make a difference. You see a lot of malfeasance out there in our government, and you're being told that you just have to accept it. So a lot of you are questioning whether or not your elected officials are competent. You're questioning whether or not your elected officials are actually in it for you, or they're actually in it for the cabal, this illusion of the two-party system. And I've got to tell you, the omnibus vote, the one point, I said this last week on the Newsmax show in one of my preambles, I don't believe in the two-party political system anymore. You know why? Because I don't believe it's an adversarial system anymore. I don't believe that Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Toomer or Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi or John Cornyn or Nancy Pelosi, I don't believe they're at loggerheads. I don't believe that each side gives an equal amount of emphasis toward their alleged professed worldview. I believe it's all a dog and pony show. I don't want to paint with too broad a brush because I know there are some conservative Bo Weevils who have not forgotten what government in the United States of America is supposed to be. Of course, I'm talking about Senators Cruz, talking about Senator Rand Paul. I'm talking about Congressman Jim Jordan, talking about Congressman James Comer. These individuals, and I know I'm leaving a lot out. I'm just giving you examples. The majority of our Congress, I believe, is tainted. But there are those, and frankly, on both sides, you've got those who are honest in their push for freedom and liberty and adherence to the Constitution. There are those who are openly and blatantly honest in their desire to destroy everything that we've built in this country in the name of some communist China-like or USSR-like communist utopia. So I just don't believe that in the two-party system anymore. And frankly, it's because whenever we're in the majority, the Republicans tend to cede a lot of ground. And it's amazing to me that even when they're in the minority, the Democrat Party always seems to be getting their way. They find some arcane excuse to push the limits of the Constitution, to exceed the limits of the Constitution, and to basically put the Republicans, who are so myopic, they just can't imagine their Democrat friends doing such crazy and off-the-wall and left-wing totalitarian things. They just can't conceive of it. So as the Republicans have proven not to be a match for the Democrats' depravity, let's say it like that, depravity, we the people lose. And no greater evidence of that loss, I think, exists than what we've seen in the last week with the confirmations that resulted from the Durham report. That we've got serious, serious problems here in our government, folks. And it's because of government's inattention to what the deep state or permanent Washington or whatever you want to call them what they've been doing. There's, as a matter of fact, there's one story that I wanted to draw your attention to. This one story, I think, is emblematic of the revelations we saw in the Durham report. The revelations that, in essence, the deep state exists and they're trying to take over. The deep state exists and they are not held accountable because our elected officials have allowed this government to grow so big that it can't be administered. It can't be overseen. And that's the danger of big, uncontrolled, and accountable government. This is a Fox News article. The FBI improperly used warrantless search powers against U.S. citizens more than 278,000 times in the year ending November 2021. 278,000 times the FBI, which is no longer a law enforcement organization, it's now an intelligence organization. Thank you, George W. Bush. The FBI abused our rights 278,000 times in 1 year. And what is to prevent them from doing it again? U.S. citizens covered in that improper effort included people involved in the Capitol riot on January 6th, 2021, George Floyd rioting protesters during the summer of 2020, and donors to a failed congressional candidate, the filing said. This is chilling stuff, my friends. And a lot of Americans are wondering, who's looking out for us? I'm wondering it myself. We'll try to get some answers from my guest today. But, you know, I'm also going to start asking a question of these Republicans, because no Democrat will come on and talk with me. As you all know, Democrats are totalitarians unless you go by their script that they want to be on television or radio talking about. They won't come on your program, and they know I won't go by a script. So this is the question. After I get a policy question in, I'm going to ask, what do you think your duty calls you to do? You're an elected member of Congress, Senate, or the House of Representatives. What do you think your duty? Do you know what duty means? And what do you think your duty is in your current capacity? And maybe I'll ask appointed officials as well. You all know the answer. I'm wondering if they do. Coming up next, I interviewed this congressman before I had these revelations about the new line of questioning I'll be asking. So you're not going to hear the question in this interview, but plenty of others about the corruption of the FBI, the deep state, and where are the protections for we, the people. That's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Congressman Roger Williams represents Texas's 25th Congressional District. Congressman Williams is the chairman of the House Small Business Committee and sits on the House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, glad to have you back.
Hey, Chris, how are you? Good to be with you.
Doing well, sir. Thank you for being here. Look, you and I have some pretty heady stuff to discuss. Let's talk about, first, the Durham report. The highlights: the FBI launched an investigation against President Trump without any evidence. This is the same FBI that said they had evidence that Hillary Clinton broke the law, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. We also were told that there was a different standard, obviously, between Trump and Hillary Clinton. And we were also told that the Bureau didn't live up to its high standards. Question: why are we funding a Bureau that is obviously biased toward Democrats?
Well, that's a great question. And I mean, it sure points that out in the Durham report. Of course, that's where appropriations, and we'll have to start looking at how much do you fund this agency when they are not on the side of the people, they're not independent, They have their own opinion, which is the wrong opinion. So I think we need to take a hard look at it. Look, if we spend too much now anyway on a lot of stuff, and maybe the FBI is one that we spend too much on. They need to take a look at it.
Well, and it's not just FBI. It's the Department of Injustice. It's the Internal Revenue Service.
Well,
we just now got word, Congressman, that the DOJ exerted its power and authority over IRS, which I wasn't aware there was any, but they fired, sir, the entire team that was investigating illegal activity in taxes, alleged illegal activity of Hunter Biden's cokehead son. Now, there is a, forgive me for not remembering the exact statute, 1815-83, I believe. Basically, it's illegal for anybody to get in the way and obstruct a federal agency's investigation. But that's precisely what the Biden administration just did.
Well, that's right. And there's no rules anymore. I mean, they make up the rules and they go from them. And it's been that way since Obama. And that's why these elections are consequential. I mean, we know that President Trump came in. He busted the good old boy system up. He brought it back to Main Street America. And we saw what they went. They went after him. And, of course, 2024 is going to be critical. These same issues are going to be before the voters. And are they going to want a government they can trust or one that they can't trust? And we're going to have to take a look at that. And I think we're on the right side of all this. We need to get our message out through your venues, through my venues, and so forth. Because this is a turning point for our country, Chris. As you know, when you can't trust the courts, you can't trust the FBI, you've got your departments of commerce, education, you name it, that are all rogue. I oversee I'm involved with the Small Business Administration as chair of the Small Business Committee. These people have gone rogue. They don't fight for Main Street. You can't even get them to say lower taxes is a good thing. So it's like you said earlier in the show, this is a real turning point for our country. We've got to get it right. And I appreciate all you're doing and your listeners.
Well, sir, thank you very much for the kind words. And I think part of this is an attitudinal shift. I think it is time that the Republican Party recognize that the Democrat Party no longer wishes to be Americans, by and large. But let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about here. The Republicans are not powerless at this point. They're about ready to be powerless, but they're not powerless at this point. As you mentioned earlier, they do have the power of the purse. When it came time to either curtail the Biden agenda or completely enable it, members of your political party, sir, the Republicans in the Senate, they knifed you in the back. They knifed every American in the back. A man by the name of John Cornyn did so, Congressman. They went across the aisle unnecessarily and fully funded all of the lawlessness that we're seeing unfold before our very eyes right now with that disgraceful and disgusting omnibus bill, which, by the way, sir, included language that prohibited any money stop the illegal immigration push into the United States. Doesn't the Republican Party have to stop enabling this? And shouldn't guys like you and other conservatives start calling out their so-called Republican colleagues who make stupid and anti-American decisions like the Senate Republicans did in last December?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of times that someone like me and you who are true conservatives don't agree with what's going on in the Senate, that's for sure. But I think we need to call out bad behavior. I think we need to call out the fact that big government does not work. And, we voted against the bill you're referring to back in December, the omnibus. So I think we need to, maybe we need to get our selling clothes on. Maybe we need to get more retail and help convince not only some of our friends, but some of the on the other side that this big government doesn't work. But at the same time, so much of this, I think, Chris, is driven by the dislike for Trump, and he's not president. And they just carry this over. They live with this fact. And even if it's good legislation, they don't want to make it good legislation because somehow they think Trump will get credit for it.
Right. And I think a lot of Democrats rely on the hatred of Trump from the likes of John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, those who put their hatred of Trump before their own constituents. And I think that's absolutely terrible. I think it's an unconscionable vote to knowing the illegal immigration and the calamity that is caused to the state of Texas to actually vote for a piece of legislation that prohibits, doesn't fund. They didn't just leave out funding. They prohibited funding be used to secure our border. And I'm going to get to the border here in a minute. But I want to talk about Biden and foreign cash. We have a bunch of whistleblowers coming forward. Some of them, according to Congressman Comer, are missing. We can't find them. And these foreign payments were outlined by your colleagues in the House. How concerned are you that Joe Biden has been paid off by our foreign enemies for policy decisions?
I'm really concerned about it. I think everybody should be concerned about it, no matter what your party is. The fact that we have a president of the United States that is more interested in selling his standard to the world rather than using his power to make this country better really bothers me. I mean, you look at the amount of money we're talking about, it's inconceivable to most people the amount of money he's received. And so he's basically selling out America to his benefit, and that is a real problem. And I think down the road it could affect his ability, whatever left ability he has, into running the country. But to take money from the people for his own pocket, sell to foreign countries, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? That we would swear a man in his presence that would have that in his heart.
Oh, I concur, sir. And then back to the FBI, the Republicans in the House said, we are going to issue a lawful subpoena. We want to see this unclassified document that FBI agents were doing their duty. And they compiled all of these red flags, I'm assuming from Treasury, because we haven't seen the document yet, that shows all of these malign payments going in for policy changes to the Bidens. And the FBI says to Congressman Roger Williams and says to every Republican, you know what, we're the Democrats' FBI, so we're not going to comply with your lawful subpoena. Congressman, why is the FBI allowed to tell you that they don't have to submit to your oversight, sir?
Well, it's pretty unbelievable, isn't it, that's their attitude. I think the committee needs to move forward on them and do what they can to make sure that we see the documents. But I just think that in itself shows that the FBI knows they're on the wrong side, knows they're in the wrong, they're in a corner, they're defending themselves when they ought to be, representing the America, no matter what party or thought they are.
Right.
But I think it shows that they're in a corner. I think at the end, we're going to see the documents and see what's in them.
And the Durham report confirmed that the FBI launched a falsely predicated investigation with zero evidence while they protected Hillary Clinton from prosecution with plenty of evidence of wrongdoing on her part. So
right.
I think you're right about that. Christopher Wray, should he be driven from his position? Should he be impeached?
Well, I think that unless we see what we want to see, I think he's in a situation where he needs to certainly be reviewed. I look at anybody who doesn't want to cooperate and do their job. They're sworn to do their job. It's pretty simple. You swear to uphold the job. You swear to uphold the strength of this country. It goes on and on and on. If you can't do that, you ought to get out of the job. And I don't think he's done that.
Congressman Roger Williams, our guest right now here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Alejandro Mayorkas, I'm going to get to him in a minute, but I want to get your take on, we're looking at 6.5 million illegal aliens in the first 2 years of Joe Biden's occupation of the Oval Office. 1.7 million of them are known gotaways, sir. And that's projected, by the way, if this trend holds, to be 15 million illegal aliens with an estimated 4 million gotaways, meaning we have no idea who they are. Congressman, how many of those individuals gaining access to America are foreign trained military, sir?
Well, I would say a majority of them. I mean, as you know, these people crossing are not people coming over here for seasonal work, okay? These are people from China. These are people from Russia. These are people from Yemen, you name it. They're coming over here. They're not going to leave, by the way, as you know, and they're coming over here to hurt America. That's the only reason they're coming. And the numbers that we throw around, the 15 million, the 12 million, the 1.6, nobody knows those numbers to be real. I frankly think it's more. And we are giving up our sovereignty. This is the one thing that should realize that Joe Biden needs to be impeached for dereliction of duty and all the counter people he's got with him. But these numbers, I think, are greater. I've been down there a bunch. I know you have, too. And when you see what's happening with the wall being torn down and no judges, Title 42 being done away with, it's an invasion, and we need to use that word. There's more people coming across this border than we got going on in Ukraine, but yet all our money and assets go to Ukraine and need to be going to our border.
Wow.
And so forth. So it's a total dereliction of duty, and one that I think would certainly should result in his being impeached. But then you got a problem. Who's your president, right? Harris. That's another issue. Yeah. She's the border czar on top of that, Chris.
Yes.
You know, she can't support our law enforcement. She says they're like the KKK.
Uh-huh.
When she goes to Texas, she hangs around a parking lot in El Paso.
Right. Which, of course, you know, nothing says border like a parking lot in El Paso. I'm going to play one of our former presidents for you, Congressman. You're going to recognize him immediately. And I want you to listen to the story he tells about old America and the former Soviet Union. Listen to this.
I'm a collector of stories that I can establish are told in the Soviet Union among their own people, showing something of their feeling about their situation. And one of these that I heard recently was an argument between an American and a Soviet citizen, and the American had said how he could stand down in the corner and shout right out to everybody his criticism of the government. And the Soviet citizen said, I can do that too. Says the only difference between us is you'll still be free after you've done it.
Now, Congressman, that's the old America. That's the old America, because at times you and I were free and your constituents were free to show their dissent toward government, to show their dissatisfaction with government. Now, Alejandro Mayorkas, the man that is in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, is alleging that you and I, Congressman, because we dissent from our government's actions, that you and I are terrorists. I want you to listen to what he said on ABC this weekend, sir.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now. Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiments, false narratives, personal grievances, and the like. And
personal grievances, he says. By the way, correction, that's NBC. But if you demand a redress of grievances, as is your right under the First Amendment, Alejandro Mayorkas is saying you are a terrorist. Congressman, what do you say to Alejandro Mayorkas?
Well, first of all, I'd tell him I'm not a terrorist, okay? And, you know, he said these are racist people. They are wedging race and ethnicity and religion like we've never seen before. He needs to be impeached. He has had dereliction of duty. And, you know, the problem is that, like you said, the old America, we could shout on the corner and shout our grievances and so forth. Now you can't say anything about anybody because then you're going to get audited. You're going to be put in jail. You're not going to have a day in court. And this is a huge government takeover. It's why we need to understand, your listeners do, this is socialism. This is communism. They're trying to shove down our throat in America. And it's time to fight back. And that's what we're doing. And President Trump is showing us how to fight. But I think Mayorkas certainly is one that needs to be impeached, because he has been a total disaster and a loser when it comes to defending the rights of Americans and allowing Americans in the correct way and not allowing them in the wrong way to break the law. And Title 42 is under his hands, stay in Mexico policy. All this works, but they don't want it to work because Trump thought of it.
Well, Congressman, you're right about one thing. It's socialism and communism. And socialists and communists can't do anything to us if they don't have our money. Last question, speaking of which, the debt ceiling. You've got, 14 days left now? Really, arguably 14 days to get the debt ceiling passed. The House has done its work. They raise the debt ceiling responsibly, and they curb future harmful overspending. Joe Biden is going overseas on an overseas trip for, 5-6 days? And Chuck Schumer has done zero work on this. Sir, are the Democrats going to drive this country to default?
I think they are. I mean, they're doing exactly what they say we have done in the past. We raised it, as you said, $1.5 trillion, and it's got some cuts. I voted for it, but I would have never voted for it without the cuts. The cuts are great. They begin to get our fiscal house in order. But these guys, they've got a white paper over there that says we'll increase the debt $1.5 trillion. They're not doing it. They're going to throw us in default if they don't decide to sit down and negotiate. And you know this, Chris, life is about negotiation. You can't sell anything unless you negotiate. And it's evident that Biden has never run a business, never signed the front of a check, never employed anybody, and the people around him the same way. And I think that Kevin McCarthy's done a great job in putting them in the corner, because they are in the corner. Remember, he wasn't going to negotiate. Now he's going to negotiate. Now he's going to cut his trip short, because they know they've got a real problem. And if something comes over from the from there or the Senate that's is a clean debt ceiling. I will not vote for that, and that will not pass. We've done the right thing, though, in raising the debt ceiling and cutting back. That's the start of getting our fiscal house in order.
Well, Congressman, I hope that Chuck Schumer can take time out from his threatening sitting Supreme Court justices on the steps of the Supreme Court to actually do some work for a living. Hope springs eternal. Yeah. Congressman Roger Williams, everybody, 25th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Sir, I appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Chris. God bless.
That puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. When you visit chrissalcedo.com, folks, you're going to find information on the podcast, yes, but you'll find information on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. That's simulcast on Getter and on Rumble and on TNTRadio.live, heard all over the globe. Plus, when you're there, you can catch all of our social media hookups, including Instagram, which seems to be showing a lot of growth, even though it's run by Facebook. Nobody more surprised about that than me. Also, check out TexasScorecard.com. When you go to that website, you're going to find all the news fit to print in Texas. And guarantee you, folks, the issues that Texas are confronting right now, they will have an impact on these United States, whatever state that you happen to be living in, whether it's energy, whether it's illegal immigration. It is going to be huge in other states if it is huge in Texas. And they cover it all at Texas Scorecard. So, my friends, until we visit again, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, we don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for its people. You and me. The first three words in the Constitution. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Five workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.